Hello, happy Friday. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stack. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to share a story with you, the Purple Glove Movement. And this is supposedly a true story. So it starts out with a really cold day in Harvard Square. It was 20 degrees at 7 a.m. on that Monday morning. And the author, Kate Duffy, says, you know, I was just mad that I had just missed the bus and I was standing out in the freezing cold waiting for the next one. She had just been called to jury duty and was headed to the courthouse to ask for a postponement since her husband was in the hospital about to have surgery. And her mind was filled with anxiety and negative thoughts like, geez, why didn't I leave 2 minutes earlier? And what if they don't let me postpone? And what could go wrong with my husband's surgery? And will I get to him before it even starts? And just on and on. And among the others at the bus stop was a woman in her 50s wearing a dowdy hat, an old pair of boots, and a dark coat, but she had no gloves. And another woman, looked to be in about her mid-20s, approached the older woman and said, "Your hands must be freezing cold. You'll get frostbite in this weather." And she dropped her heavy backpack to the ground, bent down, and began rummaging inside her pack. And the older woman looked down and said, "Oh, no, that's okay. I'm fine." Well, the younger woman continued to toss things around in her backpack. And the older woman just kept repeating, "You know, don't go to any trouble. I'll be just fine." Well, after what seemed like forever, the younger woman pulled out a tangled mess of bright purple yarn. And inside was a pair of purple gloves. And she took the older woman's hands and gently placed a glove on each hand, covering one finger at a time. And the witness who's describing this story says it was like watching a play. And the older woman said, "Thank you, you're so sweet." Well, observing this act of kindness gave her this amazing warm feeling inside. And she knew from one of the attitude vitamin calls that both the giver and the receiver of the act of kindness, as well as anyone who observes that act, experience an increase in serotonin levels. I didn't know that. Well, it's amazing that just by watching or hearing about somebody doing a nice thing for somebody else, that you're actually improving your health and strengthening your immune systems. As cold as this woman was, the witness, she knew that the longer the digging in the backpack went, the more serotonin everybody was getting that was watching it. And just 5 minutes earlier, she was really aggravated and feeling sorry for herself. And instead, she was able to replace those feelings with feelings of hope and optimism and confidence. And it confirmed her belief that we really do control our attitude. So she wanted to share all this story so that we would boost our serotonin levels and feel good for the rest of the day. I think that is a great way to kick off our weekend. And also a little reminder that we control our attitude and our level of happiness. I want to share a quote from you, and it's from the author Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote the book Eat, Pray, Love. "Happiness is the consequence of personal effort. You fight for it, strive for it, insist upon it, and sometimes even travel around the world looking for it. You have to participate relentlessly in the manifestations of your own blessings. And once you have achieved a state of happiness, you must never become lax about maintaining it. You must make a mighty effort to keep swimming upward into that happiness forever to stay afloat on top of it." I love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.